The world's first cancer vaccine is a step closer to reality, with a new clinical trial finding it's prevented melanoma returning in patients for as long as 3 years. The vaccine is being developed by Moderna. It's already reduced the recurrence of melanoma by 50% in initial human trials.
We have a lot of new things we want in vaccines. We want, you know, TB, HIV. We're working with these companies to help them adopt this mRNA, which is a technology that we think will be very useful. A lot of this mRNA work is going for cancer vaccines.
Cancer rates in people aged 18 to 49 are surging at higher rates than previous generations, led by a rise in colorectal and breast cancers.
By 2030, it's going to be the leading cause of death in young adults in the United States.
I honestly had to take a break in my office because I gave bad news to 3 patients in their early 30s in a row. And I honestly, I've been an oncologist for a long time now, but I had to sit and take a break in my office, which honestly was a first for me.
Why such a dramatic spike since 2019?
I think there's been a spike. I don't know how dramatic it's been. I think we see a slight increase, but it's really because probably the immune system plays a huge role in cancer, and inflammation is connected to cancer. So hypothetically, if the COVID disease created persistent inflammation in the body, which it has for many people with long COVID, it drives inflammation, which then can drive cancer.
I think the simplest, best explanation, and I'm convinced the true explanation of what's behind turbo cancer, is that these injections, these genetic injections, they're not vaccines, these genetic injections are devastating the immune system. We know that's happening already, but now we're seeing a consequence of that devastated immune system. It's an acceleration of tumors that were probably already in you to begin with, or benign, probably go away on their own. You'd never know you had it. But once your immune system is really, really depressed, now these things can develop rapidly.
A former Hamilton County auditor has died less than a week after resigning from office to focus on her health, according to her family. On March 20, 2024, Bridget Kelly resigned from her role as auditor of Hamilton County, which covers Cincinnati and some northern suburbs. But on March 26, 2024, her family said she died after a two-year battle with esophageal cancer at 40 years old.
A champion of community journalism and inclusion has died in her home from a short battle with cancer. Lisa Yannick Latwiller, who became a top editor at Bridge, Michigan this year, died at the age 46. Yannick Latwiller was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in August 2023 and died March 18, 2024.
If you believe and or are sharing a YouTube video from a lying anti-vaxxer with terrible spelling and a history of bad behavior, oversourced, vetted reporting, and or the accounts of your friends and neighbors, you are the problem.
Or sometimes not at all.
Hairy Bikers star Dave Myers has died at the age of 66, less than 2 years after revealing his cancer diagnosis. His death was announced by co-star and fellow motorcycle riding chef, Cy King, who said he was with Myers when he died peacefully at home. Myers shared that he had cancer on the Hairy Bikers Agony Uncles podcast in May 2022, but did not specify what type he was suffering from.
How you doing, bro? You all right?
Yes, that's it. I went and had my vaccination this morning.
Yeah. How did that go?
It's all right. Look, I've got my sticker. I've had the AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca. Oh, great.
The Pfizer.
A BBC radio executive has died at the age of 64 following a short battle with liver cancer. Paul Chandler enjoyed a long career in the BBC, working across brands including Chiltern Radio, Essex Radio, and Wireless Group. Chandler died at the Eastbourne General Hospital on Easter Sunday 2024 after a recent diagnosis of liver cancer. Tributes have been paid to an adulated Cumbrian vocalist who shot to fame on Britain's Got Talent following her passing. Emma Jones gained national recognition back in 2015 when she overcame nerves to wow Simon Cowell on Britain's Got Talent. According to a statement on Facebook, Emma Jones died on Valentine's Day 2024 after a brief battle with multi-organ failure that began from ovarian cancer. A mother was told she may have only weeks to live after her persistent cough turned out to be a sign of cancer. Joanne Kelly, 35, a nurse from Greater Manchester, was given the devastating diagnosis on Good Friday 2024 following extensive tests at hospital. Joanne was diagnosed with terminal bone cancer and has been given weeks to live.
Anderson Leonardo, lead singer of Grupo Moljo, has been hospitalized again after his health has deteriorated. The singer-songwriter's cancer was discovered in October 2022 and only 2 months later, the artist announced that he was cured. However, in May 2023, he said he had to resume treatment and his condition has since worsened. In an announcement released by the singer's Instagram page, it said the hospitalization will continue for pain management and immunotherapy treatment.
We are at war. The elite versus the people. Good versus evil. Their mission is to destroy us. A war against humanity. A war we must win. The fight for our freedoms. Follow Truth Seeker News for more.